Anal fistula. A fistula is a chronic abnormal connection between two epithelial line surfaces, usually lined with granulation tissue, but may be epithelialized. Anorectal fistula is the chronic manifestation of acute periorectal process that forms an anal abscess, where the abscess ruptures or is drained, an epithelialized tract can form that connects the abscess of the anus or the rectum with the periorectal skin. The etiology includes an anorectal abscess, Crohn's disease, lymphogranuloma venereum caused by gonorrhea, radiation proctitis, rectal foreign bodies, primary perianal actinomycosis. Clinical features include intermittent rectal pain, chronic perulent discharge, and a pustule-like lesion in the perianal or buttock area, intermittent and malodorous perianal drain and pruritus. Examination. So, perianal skin may be excoriated and inflamed. The external opening may be visualized or palpated as induration just below the skin. Under experienced hands, a fistula probe can be passed through the fistula to identify its internal opening using proctoscope or sigmoidoscope. Clinical assessment. You need to do a full history. Examination, including a proctosigmoidoscopy, are essential. So to classify anal fistula, you use the Parkes classification. Primary tract can be one of four things: intrasphincteric, transphincteric, suprasphincteric, and extrasphincteric. Anal fistulae can be below or high, depending on whether the internal opening is above or below the puborectalis. So a very important rule when it comes to anal fistulae, you need to know this. The Goodsall rule. The Goodsall rule. The Goodsall rule. So this is for all patients with a fistula. And this basically states that all fistula tracts with external opening within 3% centimeters of the anal verge posterior to a line drawn through the ischial spines travels in a curvilinear fashion to the posterior midline. All tracts with external openings anterior to this line enter the anal canal in a radial fashion. So how do you manage this? The goal of surgery is to eradicate the fistula while preserving fetal continence. Examination under anesthesia is part of an essential prior definitive treatment done to identify the external and internal openings. Surgical options. You prone, put the patient prone or in the jackknife position and abdomen against the table. You do a fistulotomy, done if the fistula lies entirely below the puborectalis, with laying open the fistulous tract. The wound then heals gradually by secondary intention. Fistulectomy is excision of the fistula tract. It's another option for low anorectal fistula. There's a seton insertion. It's either loose, tight, or chemical can be performed. Draining setons are used as cutting setons are too painful. Setons are used for high anorectal fistula. They sporadically tighten so as to gently cut through the tract and muscle while allowing healing and fibrosis to develop between different muscles, thus preserving sphincter function and fecal incontinence. That's for flap. Plugs and glues can also be used.